It's viewer questions. Yeah.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it. What is up, my inbox besties? Woo! We are at episode number 14, and today we are tackling viewer questions because you guys have been knocking down my digi door and I haven't really been answering them. So sorry about that. Now, if you want to submit a question for the show, you've got two different ways you can do it. You can head on over to katedoster.com/ask, that's ASK, or you can join our Super Friends Secret Lair, which is our free membership community housed over on Facebook. So all you need to do is head on over to katedoster.com/group, become a sweet, sweet member, and ask your questions there as well. And as always, there's links in the show notes. So today in our viewer bag, we are going to be tackling four different questions. One of them is, how can I record my screen without paying $2,000 for ScreenFlow? Which, for the record, I don't think it's that much, but we'll get to that one. Another one is it worth starting an email list when I'm barely getting 10 visitors a day to my website? What should I do for my old subscribers when I create a new lead magnet? And of course, how do you stay focused and motivated in any productivity hacks that you can help to get things done? So, boy, guys, do I have some sweet stuff for you, but I do also have those days where I can't even. So don't be too hard on yourselves. Now, before we get to those juicy questions, I want to just give a word and thanks to our sponsors over at audible.com. Did you claim your free audiobook as an inbox besties listener? Ooh, yet? Because you have a chance to get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial of audible.com by heading over to katedoster.com/free book. There's a link in the show notes, and they have over 180,000 different audiobooks that you can choose from. Now, you guys know I'm usually about the mindset and productivity ones, no pun intended, with today's episodes, but I have to say I actually have been getting into fiction a lot lately. So really, guys, there is a huge amount of books that you can get over there. So head on over to katedoster.com/free book to make sure you claim your audiobook credit. Alrighty, guys, so let's go ahead and dive into the first question, and that is, how can I record my screen without spending a lot of money? Now, you, of course, have a couple different options. If you're on a Mac, what up, Apple users? Then you, of course, can use QuickTime. So what you would do is you go to QuickTime, and then up at the top in the drop-down menu, it actually has something that says record screen. Now, you can pick to record your whole screen or just a portion. So say if you were doing slides in Keynote, which is the Mac equivalent of PowerPoint, you can just record your slides. Speaking of Keynote, if you're looking to record slides and not like you clicking and dragging and such on your website, then you can actually use the built-in recorder that Keynote has itself. Pretty nifty, right? And the thing that's actually really nice about the recorder for Keynote is that it'll show you the next slide, so you're less likely to mess up when you're trying to film a course video. Now, if you need to do some editing, or like I personally like to add in music, again, for the Mac people, iMovie comes in very handy and is free, I believe, now on all Mac devices. So, you know, your laptops and all that greatness. I'm pretty sure for the iPhones, you have to still pay for that one. So that is what my Mac users can use. And for my PC users, I always suggest Screencast-O-Matic. Now, this bad boy usually costs you a cool $15 a year, but I can get you a sweet discount where you can get it for 12 whole whopping dollars over at katedoster.com/screencast-o-matic. And of course, there's a link in the show notes, so just hit the cover art. And what I really love about Screencast-O-Matic is that even if you use the free version, you can still record your screen up to 15 minutes. With the pro version, that's 12 whole dollars. You can record unlimited amounts. But what's really special is that it does allow you to do some editing. So say if you misspeak or you're like, oh, I'd rather have this part there, Screencast-O-Matic will let you edit. Now, the free version downfall, like I said, is that 15 minute mark, but it does add a watermark. Guys, I gotta be real with you. If you are asking people to invest any type of money in you, you need to believe in yourself enough to spend the cool $12. You just do. Now, there is some courses out there, and I've had people brag to me that they were selling $300 courses that they had recorded on Google Hangouts on Air, and then they didn't edit anything. And they left in the Google Hangouts on Air part and the part where they were fumbling. That is so unprofessional. And if I was one of their students, I would have asked for a refund. And I know that we always talk about how you don't have to be perfect, but you need to take your business seriously, guys. You have to now. I'll get off my ranty pants on box when it comes to that. Honestly, I've not found a free thing on PC that you can use to record your screen. I've heard, guys, that you can record PowerPoint slides directly from PowerPoint, but you won't be able to edit, where you will be with Screencast-O-Matic, again, for a cool $12. Link in the show notes. Now, if you are just looking to use a video to reply to emails like I like to do, or doodle things in your group, I would actually use a free Google Chrome extension called Loom. So you can go to katedoster.com/LOOM, and there's a link in the show notes to download it. That is a referral link, but I mean, it's free, but they just have it that way. So what I really love about that one is, while it does still have the watermark, I can't lie to you guys, is that it records to like their cloud, so it's not clogging up your computer. And it will give you the ability to share that video in an email. It'll give you a link so that way you can share it in Facebook. But what makes Loom different than almost every other one that I have tried is that you can actually download the video. Now, of course, they want you to refer a friend so you can have like super long videos and unlimited downloads, but honestly, guys, I'm pretty sure that you can find other people that want to download this, so you'll be good to go. Now, let's move on. So this one we kind of covered in episode number one of Inbox Besties, and I'll put the link in the show notes. And that was, should I even bother starting an email list? Now, this particular person who wrote in, I won't say their names because I don't want to embarrass them, but they were just feeling sad because they had been following me for a while and they heard about the importance, but they just weren't getting anyone to come to their website. They were going into the Facebook threads and dropping promotions and even try to do like those comment for comment things, which I don't necessarily recommend. And she just was barely getting 25 people max a day to her site. And she was really sad about it. And what I told her was, she definitely wants to start an email list. While she shouldn't necessarily spend her time creating an elaborate like funnel with clicks and triggers and all of that, she should create a simple welcome sequence. Only honestly 3 emails at this point. So her freebie, which she needs to absolutely have. One that's another quick tip based off the freebie. And then one that just sort of tells her story. And if she has any paid offerings, she can slyly mention it in there. But only 3 emails. So it's not going to take you a whole bunch of time to write this thing. But the reason why, especially if you're getting small traffic, you want to be capturing those email addresses, is so that way you can email out when you have new blog posts. Because most people would love to create till the sun comes home. But in all honesty, you should only be spending about 20% of your time creating content and 80% promoting it. I know that's the part that everyone hates. And don't worry, we have an upcoming episode where we're going to talk about how you can promote your content so that way you can grow your email list as well. So yes, guys, even if you only have 5 people coming to your website a day, make sure that you have a freebie. I have a link to the Freebies That Sell and Serve mini course in the show notes, and make sure that you have at least a 3-part welcome series. So moving right on along is Kate. I'm creating a brand new lead magnet for my site. Completely understandable. Should I just send it to my old subscribers or should I make them opt in for it? I know I find it really annoying when people are like, hey, I have this checklist, and then I click on the link and they make me sign up from a landing page. Okay, so I think we've all been on this list. Now, here is what I would recommend. Now, you're going to need to have a slightly more advanced email marketing system. So I always recommend ActiveCampaign. Again, it's $9 a month for under 500 subscribers. So it is, again, it's the best bargain ever. I don't know how they get away with it. So you can head over to katedoster.com/AC for that. And what I would do personally and have done in the past, I like to make sure that I'm really only sending people stuff that they care about. So I also talk about webinars, I talk about passive income, I talk about funnels, I talk about list building, and I talk now, honestly more so, a lot about just running an online business in general. That's sort of my new category of things. And what I would do and have done in the past is I let them know, like, hey, guys, I created this, you know, we'll just call it a launch list checklist, which I haven't yet, guys, so calm down. A launch list checklist. If you want it, just click here on the link. And then what ends up happening is that link will go straight to the PDF so they don't have to re-opt in. But on the back end, on ActiveCampaign, anytime you put a link, you can add what's called a tag or an action. So if I put out a brand new freebie and say it's a list builder's checklist, I can make sure that if people click on that link, they are now added to either a list that is for people who are trying to launch or a tag. So that way, when I send a general broadcast email, I can just search for that tag and send it to everyone who has that ability. I don't think you can do that with MailChimp. I think you might be able to do it with MailerLite, which is nice, but you cannot quote me on that. I can definitely tell you with ActiveCampaign, with Entreport, with ConvertKit, Infusionsoft, Drip, all of those people, you definitely can. But AWeber and MailChimp, I honestly don't know. The reason why I don't just send that is because honestly, you guys might not care and you want to think about the subscriber first. So some people will really be into it. Other people will be like, no. So this is the way that you can still on the back end, make sure you're always feeding them relevant, useful, and entertaining stuff without being super annoying. Now, I know a lot of influencers who would disagree with me and they're like, no, Kay, you really need to make them put in the effort to sign up for your list, but not at all. That's not the way that I roll. Sometimes if it's a really juicy blog post and I want them to read the blog post, I will let them know that it's there. But 9 times out of 10, if it's not a blog post specific freebie, I will just say, here's the link and then tag them. All right, guys, so we're almost at the end of our questions. And yes, guys, I know I did not get to everyone's today, but I tried to pick the ones that I just kind of hear honestly over and over again. So this particular one was about focus and productivity. So I'm the first one to say that I am not an operations person or manual. I do try to have a lot of systems and processes, but I had to do that because I had a white knuckle grip on my business and was refusing to bring in help besides the occasional like one-off freelancing, which I am changing, guys. Giant shocker, I know, but we've talked about this. So they wanted to know a little bit about how I schedule my day and how I get everything done. So as some of you guys know, especially the people who are in the Super Friends Secret Lair, katehoster.com/group, I actually have my husband home with me, which is amazing. But at some point, it was actually pretty annoying. So if you are a work-from-home parent, especially even if the other spouse is there, you need to set really specific boundaries about when people can open up your door and bother you. And as a person who's been working at home, you need to set regular office hours and let your spouse know of any upcoming appointments, what's going to be going on. Really, communication is key. Now, if you are a work-from-home spouse and you are the one responsible for the kids, or if you are doing a side hustle, or honest to God, if this is your full-time gig, if you're my freelancers and coach, here are just a couple of productivity things that have really stuck with me. And I'm one of those ladies that like, I like to follow like my gut instinct and I hate even being told what to do, like with my own deadlines. I just hate them. But this has really, truly helped me a lot. I always tell my one-on-one coaching clients and my group clients that the night before, they need to write down their most important mission of the day. So I actually got this from the sweet, sweet fellas over at fizzle.com. And the way they had it as top three, which is okay. But I always want that one thing. And I would love you to write what time you're going to do it and have it done by. Because the key is when you're running your business, and this is, again, another Fizzle example. I'll put a link to the show notes. I think they have this productivity one live, not just for members. And they call it like the worker bee mode versus the CEO mode. So like the CEO is the one that's making all those high-level decisions. And the worker bee can only work when he knows exactly what he's supposed to be doing. So if you just go every single day by the seat of your pants and you just sit down on your computer and you're like, what am I going to do? You're going to end up getting sucked into Facebook all day or Instagram all day or reading like blog post after blog post after blog post. Think that you're doing something at the time, which no offense, guys, but reading and honestly listening to me doesn't technically count. And then here you are at the end of the day doing nothing. So if you say to yourself the night before, I am going to write a blog post, It is going to get done between 11 and 2. Again, you know how long it takes you to write, edit, you have the checklist for your processes, then you know that that's when your assignment is due. Now, this next tip, I debated about putting it in here, but honest to God, I'd be a jerk faced if I didn't. And this is if you have been at this business thing, at this side hustle thing for 6 months, for a year, or honestly, if you're just ambitious as heck and you do not want to waste time making unnecessary mistakes and spending all your time in this busy work that honestly doesn't matter, and you very much have shiny object syndrome, where you're like, oh, I'm going to try Facebook ads, but then I'm going to do Pinterest ads. And so you have like 10 followers on Pinterest and like 100 on Instagram and like 200 on your Facebook page and like nothing is really adding up and you're not moving the ball forward, that is, get with a coach or consultant. I know, and I will let you now know, guys, full transparency here, that at the time of this recording, I was accepting applications for the Difference Maker. And that is my one-on-one immersive program where I basically get all up in your business and I message you like 5 times a day on Facebook Messenger, and we make sure that you are working on the right task at the right time to get the biggest results. Of course, I go over your sales pages, your landing pages, we talk about revenue, we talk about lead generation, the whole shebang-lang. But what my students have found, whether they have been in my grouping coach program or they got into the Difference Maker, is that they are so focused and get so much stuff accomplished because they have to answer to an outside source. Now, I used to think that I could be a lone cowgirl and do everything myself, but the second that I had to admit to someone every single week, yeah, I didn't get this done, or no, I did get this done, things just started happening. And honestly, having those two brains together really help you see the forest for the trees. Because when you are so far in this thing and you are just so disproportionately passionate about your people and about making this business work, you need that outside eyes to not only tell you like, yes, do this, no, do that, but to also give you reassurance when you're doing a great job. So head on over to katedoster.com/coaching and see if I am still accepting applicants. I only do this maybe like once or twice a year for the one-on-one, but I have been interspersing like different group coaching programs. So head over to katedoster.com/coaching. There'll be a link in the show notes. We will get you so close to doubling, if not tripling. I always try to make sure that my people can get back at least 10x what I put in there. So that is my tip for that. Now, there's another thing that I think we really find helpful, especially if you feel like you're not having any traction. For my people, especially like I said, the stay-at-home parents and the 9-to-5ers, you have to be very, very meticulous with what you're choosing to do. And that needs to be based off of your general goal. So if somebody comes to me and they want to start a new coaching business or a new freelance business, even though I'm an email marketer and like a funnel person, if they come to me and they tell me they have no clients, I'm not going to tell them to create a freebie. Shocking, I know. I always tell them to go out and offer 3 people work for free. Because your main goal is to make money. Now, once that is taken care of, so say they send an email to their best friend for the day and they're like, all right, well, I sent it to my person and I'm just waiting to hear back. That is when you would fall into task number 2, which would be creating your freebie. But you need to start focusing on getting people in the door. Now, if you're more of a lifestyle blogger and you're not quite sure what you're going to do, or maybe you're going to do affiliate sales, then what you need to really be focused on is when are you going to do content and how are you going to promote stuff? The other one, and this is my final tip for productivity, because I have a feeling that we're going to be talking about this not a super lot on the show, but it's really important that you guys actually get stuff done. And email is just one branch of a successful business. And that is when you're writing down a goal, and you know how we had like write a blog post, there's a lot of steps when it comes to actually publishing a blog post. So if you just had on there for your big thing, write a blog post, and then it's the end of the day and it's not done, you're going to be sad. But for a blog post, guys, just listen, you need to have the idea, you need to write the intro, you need to write the points, you need to format it, you need to find graphics, you need to proofread it, you need to format it into WordPress, you need to hit publish, you need to create social media graphics for it, you might need to create a freebie if that's what you're doing, and then if you're creating a freebie for your blog post, then you have to go actually look for cover images, you actually have to write the content. If you want to have a click to tweet in it, then you have to go to click to tweet, create the click to tweet, put it in there, make a new list in your email service provider, make a new form, embed that into the blog post, finally make sure that you're checking for SEO, for misspellings, get it out there, and now you're left with promoting. That's a lot of steps for a blog post. And if you are not outsourcing part of that and you are not giving yourself recognition that that thing of just writing a blog post is actually a series of like 8 or 9 steps, and you can physically like cross off like, okay, I went and found a photo that I could use. I went to Canva, I made a Pinterest graphic. You're going to feel so much better about yourself because you're going to have 6 things that help that one project get done crossed off. So those are really my 2 biggest productivity tips. Is the night before, always know exactly what you're going to be doing. Really strap a time to it. Honestly, guys, that's the big game changer. And of course, break down everything that day for that project into the smallest possible pieces possible. So that way you can give yourself those small wins and cross them off so you feel better about yourself. So that is it, guys. We only have 4 questions because we want to keep this episode short and sweet because I know that you've got work to do. So as always, guys, remember you can head on over to katedoster.com/ask or go ahead and be a member of the Super Friends Secret Entrepreneurial Layer by katedoster.com/group. And I will catch you guys next time.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.